Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for joining me. You are listening to the voice of Dr. Sharon Johnson. I would love to just bring you this moment. And so, thank you again. Wherever you are listening, you are with Sharon in the moment. So, of course, everyone, as you know, this is so beautiful for me today because I know how important it is when it comes to building our self-image. So I want to share with you four steps to guarding yourself and building your self-image. And so those four steps are to guard your self-talk, stop comparing yourself to others, move beyond your limiting beliefs, and add value to others. Wow. Over and over, I see where self-image oftentimes is jeopardized because of the value that we put on ourselves. And so if you put a small value on yourself, you can rest assured the world will not change a price. John Maxwell talks a lot about the law of the mirror in his book, The 15 Invaluable Laws of Growth. So much of this content comes from that. And as a John Maxwell coach, I want to assure you that when it comes to building your self-image, you just have to, you just have to put value in yourself. So let's begin. And I started by giving you a story about a guy who went to a fortune teller. And, of course, he went to the fortune teller and wanted to know, what's in my future? What's going to happen to me? And so, of course, she does her routine, of course, took out her crystal ball and rubbed the ball. And as she rubbed the ball, she looked into his eyes and she told him, you will be poor and unhappy until you're 45 years old. Can you imagine it? You're going to see a fortune teller. Because you're expecting great news. You're expecting to be told, oh, you're going to win a lot of money. You're going to have a big house. You're going to get a beautiful car. You'll probably get married. But no, told by this fortune teller that he will be poor. But not just poor. He's going to be unhappy until he's 45 years old. Can you imagine? And it doesn't matter when 45 comes, whether it's 40 or even 20. Because poorness and unhappiness, it's not anything one is looking for. But here's the point when I talk about stuff like that. Think about it. That's the way most people live their lives. People are out there living their lives just by what people tell them. People are out there just not doing what they have to do because they're going by what maybe they heard from mommy, maybe they heard from daddy, maybe they heard from sister, cousin, neighbor. Somebody has told them something so discouraging, but that they're unable to move out of it. Here, if the important thing in your life is to expect to go nowhere, guess what? You're not going to go nowhere. If you keep getting up every day over and over, and I challenge people every day to do that positive self-talk. So the first one I want to talk about is also guard your self-talk. Guard your self-talk. It's important because if at any time you stop to want to become the person you have the potential to be, you must believe you can. And my favorite words are, you are destined with a purpose through faith. You are a masterpiece. You are created for a purpose. So guard your self-talk. It's so crucial to guard your self-talk because it's all about the value. You know, Napoleon Hill talks about when you put in bad thoughts and you think about things, you put that thing on you, and before you know it, you are doing it. So whether you know it or not, over and over, we have running conversation with ourselves all the time. I don't know about you. My grandmother says, I shouldn't talk to myself so much. I may just answer myself. But when we come to days like we're living in today and understanding the significance of self-image and self-esteem, if you answer yourself with a good answer, that might be good too. People may think you're crazy, but you got to guard your self-talk, that running conversation. You have to encourage yourself. So many people are waiting for others to encourage them. No. encourage yourself. Because when you add that positivity to your life, what you're doing is you're creating a self-image as positive. And it's the opposite. If you add negativity to your life, you're going to undermine your self-image. And so when you have that critical self-talk, it kind of comes from within. You have to answer yourself. You have to do the things that you want to do. There's a book called The Answer. The writer for that book is John Assaraf and Murray Smith. And they talk a lot about that negative message that sometimes, you know, even also as parents, you know, children grow up with that negative message. And in The Answer, that the book, they wrote that by the time you're 17 years old, you heard, no, you can't, at least 150,000 times. And you heard, yes, you can, about 5,000 times. That's three times, right? As many. And that's 30 no's for every yes. Imagine that, 30 no's for every yes. And so it kind of like sends a real belief, a strong, powerful belief that I can't. It's a good thing. And so you think about it. That's a lot of things to overcome. There are a lot of people who've been told over and over, I can't, I can't, I can't, I can't. We just got to watching the Olympics. And over we see athletes just excelling and doing so much. But the most crucial thing is to guard your self-talk. Let me tell you something. We have to change our lives. And in changing our lives, we have to change the way that we think about our lives, how we think about ourselves, how we think about the people around us, how we think about the job we have, what we do when we're on Facebook, what you put on your Instagram and your everything, Twitter. You have to think about that stuff because you have to be an encourager. When you put encouraging words out there, you're encouraging yourself and you're encouraging those around you, cheerleader for people. You know, do things that's positive. Every time you choose discipline over indulgence, don't tell yourself that you should have anyway. But just find a way to recognize how much you're helping yourself. We are our best helpers, I tell people. You are watching you. Pay the price for growth if you have to, and always learn to do better. In my teaching to executives on engagement, employee engagement, I was at a place and I saw the sign that says, do what you can do until you can do better. And when you can do better, do better. Wow. And I saw that. I thought that was very, very cool. So every positive thing you can say to yourself will help. So that's number one, guard your self-talk. Number two, stop comparing yourself to others. Oh, my goodness. How and when do we stop comparing ourselves to others? Joel Austin, as I listened to him, he talked about some people just keep watching the people who moved in, and they say, oh, they have this, they have that, they've got this, they've got that. Those houses with those picket white fence, let me tell you something, it is not, that grass is not all green on that side. And every time you think the grass is greener on the other side, time to water your grass. Stop comparing yourself to others, because when you look at what people do and when you hear the stories of what people go through to get what you have or to just get what they have, you'll be amazed. It's a needless distraction. Stop comparing yourself to others. And I think you just want to compare yourself to you. That's all you have to do, because you're on a mission when it comes to living your life. You're on a mission to do better every day. You shouldn't be on a mission to do better than yesterday. And the only way you're going to do that is to focus on how can I improve? How can I get myself better? And you know what? I used to compare myself to others, because growing up in poverty and seeing everybody have, like the show nowadays, the haves and the have-nots, I have not for all my life until I came to that point of self actualization and realization, and I realized that I am somebody's child, even though my mother died when I was 10 years old, even though I do not know her, even though I live in poverty, I am somebody's child, and I am the child of a king. You know, so when you start thinking that and start pouring that into your life, you're going to realize that, guess what? Some people have a lot of stuff.
them where they get it from? Are you willing to do what people do to get where they are? We see nurses and doctors and we wish how many years of nursing school, how many years of going to college, how many sleepless nights. How many doctors will tell you their stories of how their parents didn't have, how they walked to the bus and how their dads and their moms worked so hard. How many people, over and over, we see people constantly working hard for what they do. So the first point I say to you, when it comes to these four steps to building your self-image, is guard your self-talk and stop comparing yourself to others. Now, the third one I'd like to share with you when it comes to building your self-image is to move beyond your limiting beliefs. How many times have we limited ourselves? Gosh, I love to talk about limiting beliefs because all of us experience that. And let me just share with you that when a man has put a limit on what he will do, he has put a limit on what he can do. Let's Charles Schwab talk about that. What limits have you placed on yourself? What limits have you just kept saying to yourself, I can't do this, I can't do that, I can't do that? Think about all those limits, or maybe somebody placed limits on you, but move beyond those limits and beliefs, because when you think about it, you put those beliefs on yourself. A lot of people don't believe that they can accomplish great things. They think that, only certain people can do certain things. But remember, the greatest limitations, and I say greatest, not some limitations, but the greatest limitations that you and I may have experienced, or just people on the whole experience, are the ones that we put in our lives. And we impose that on ourselves. We impose it. So when you put a limit on what you will do, that's the operative language. The limits that you will do, you're just wiping it out and putting a limit on all the things that you can do. And over and over, I'm always open to say that I am a child of a king. There is nothing that I cannot do. But we have to know what's our sweet spot. We have to know what we want to do. Because God's not going to give you more than you can manage. And after a while, when you start going after your dreams and your goals, last week I talked about how important it is to be aware and to be conscious of who you are and what you want to do, setting priorities and setting goals. Then you'll start figuring, what is it that I want to do? There's a great writing that it's called The Success Principle. Jack Canfield wrote about that. And in this book, he talks about some solutions to self-limiting beliefs. That's the way of thinking. And he talked about the four steps in this book to how a person can transform their limiting beliefs into empowering beliefs. Because, you know, we can sit at our desk or in our office or in our homes or in your bed, wherever you are, in your car, and you can start driving those beliefs on you, and it depends, right? So when Jack Canfield talks about those beliefs, he'll talk about identify a limiting belief that you want to change. Notice how I said that you want to change. And determine how the belief limits you. Think about it. Then decide how you want to be, act, or feel. There's a saying that says, no one can make me feel inferior unless I allow them. Nobody. Nobody can make you feel inferior unless you allow them. And then Jack talks about create a turnaround statement that affirms or give you permission to be, to act, and to feel a new way. One of my clients, she would always say when she gets ready to go out and do business, she gets so nervous. And as we talk about and explore what's behind being so nervous, of course, there are many dynamics to that. But the one thing I told her to walk away saying is, I can do all things. I can do all things. I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. And she said that day she started saying it. And as she walked closer and closer to the office, she was going, I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. And when she got there, the nervousness was just gone. And she was able to present herself in such a way, she actually frightened herself. Because she was, again, she was calling up on positive things, you know. So just start thinking about a statement and repeat that statement every day if you can, as long as you can, as long as you must, in order to change your self-limiting thinking. I'm telling you, it happens so fast to all of us. And let me tell you this, it is so important that you understand and start writing down, where do you see yourself? A good question always, where do you see yourself in 5 years, you know? What kind of career do you want to do? You know, start writing down those things. Start outlining some realistic process. And start finding some ways to learn it. And just start thinking how it's going to make you feel when you start doing that. Like the psychologist would say, how does it make you feel, right? Because remember, in the end, it's not going to be about what you are that holds you back. It's what you think you're not. And I love to talk to young people. When I talk to young people, I tell them, listen, nobody can make you feel inferior unless you allow them. I tell young people, just change your mind. Just last week as I spoke with the executives, I told them, listen, it's all about change. It's all about change. There's nothing wrong with change, because when you start changing the way you look at things, the things you look at begin to change. You must start to want to change. So we just went over guard your self-talk, number one. Stop comparing yourself to others, number two. And move beyond your limiting beliefs. I'll be excited to know, for those of you who are on the line, about any limiting beliefs that maybe you have moved over and want to share. Before we do that, though, to build in your self-image is to add value to others. And you can't add value to others if you don't add value to yourself. You gotta want to add value to others. You know, engagement, as this is my sweetest spot right now, employee engagement, it's all about adding value. Let me tell you, if you want your workers to do well, add value to them. If you want your children to excel, add value to them. If you want your friends to excel, add value to them. If you want your relationships to excel, add value to them. Value has no limits. But when it comes to building your self-image and when it comes to self-esteem, people, we find that people who suffer from low self-esteem, they feel a certain way. They always feel inadequate. They always feel like they're the victim. They always feel like something's going to go wrong or something is always going on. And when you look at them, even their behavior, they become so self-protective and sometimes you're selfish because guess what? They just need to be like that. And the difference when it comes to the to lifting your self-esteem is, I tell people all the time, first of all, you just need to be around the right people. Spoke to someone yesterday when it comes to adding value to others. You need to add value to yourself. There is a price for adding value to yourself. There is a price. Now, once I went to a training with my mentor, John Maxwell, and he talks about, are you watching the game or are you in the game? Are you watching the game or are you in the game? And if you're in the game, you're adding value to your team. And it's hard. It is so hard to feel bad about yourself when you're doing something good for someone else. Some people get like that. It's hard to feel bad about yourself when you're doing something good for someone else. But in addition to that, adding value to others makes them value you more. It's a, you know, it's like a cycle. It's like a chain reaction. You add value to me, I add value to you. You add value to me, I add value to you. It's a chain reaction, and I add value to somebody else, and you add value to somebody else, and that person I add value to keeps adding value. And what you have is a value syndrome, I would call it, right? That's what I would call it, because when you're adding value to people, people's lives change, they move into the positive, and they in turn add value to other people. So we just have to be like that. And what's important also to understand is that you got to just try doing the right thing, even if it's the hard thing. sometimes people find it difficult. But you got to build self-esteem. And one of the greatest ways that you can build self-esteem is to really just do what's right. And adding value to people is doing what's right. Because when you're adding value to people, it gives you such a great sense of satisfaction. It energizes you. It energizes the people around you. Things start happening. There's an atmosphere that you create when you add value to people. There's something beautiful about adding value to people. And what happens, you know, whenever you don't do the right thing, things bad happen. And even these, when you look at yourself, you got to just be true to yourself. Be true to yourself. And your values is a tremendous self-esteem builder. How do you add value to people? Add value to yourself. Invest in yourself. Get a coach if you have to. You know, one of the things that I know that works perfectly is when you have a coach, when you have somebody you can talk to. You know, because every time that you take action, you're building your character. Every time that you do something that's positive, you're building your character, you're becoming stronger, you're becoming greater as a person. And you can actually act yourself into feeling good about yourself. Absolutely. There's nothing to that. Because think about the positive character expanded all areas of your life. You gain confidence in your thought process. You feel good about yourself. And you just feel good about everything you do. Isn't that a wonderful feeling when you could just walk around feeling great? And you can't please everybody. We talked about employee engagement. And one of the things we're teaching managers, as I travel through these various states, I'm finding that some managers really want to be a good leader. And sometimes there are circumstances beyond their control that push them to the other level. But the key point and the core that I tell managers is that just treat people like they want to be treated and treat people like how you wanted to be treated. Because when you're treating people the right way, you're adding value to them. You're getting more and more out of people. When you put a small value on yourself, my friend, the world will not change a price. And whether you're a mother, whether you're a father, a teacher, you're a coach, you're a speaker, you're a supervisor, no matter where you are in your position, got to add value to yourself. People are watching you. People are looking to you to see what you're bringing to the table. So bring the right thing to the table. So I've just discussed the 4 steps to building your self-image. And there are more steps. There are more steps like, you know, practicing small disciplines and celebrating small victories. So many things we could talk about. And even just, you know, have a positive vision. But the 4 that I brought to you are the 4 that's really going to take you where you want to be. Because when you get where you want to be, it's because you've added value to yourself and you're ready to help take things to the next level. So start thinking about some things to do. What are some things you can do? What are some things that you think you can do when it comes to just applying these steps to your life? Make a list of all the things, all of your best personal qualities. And whether, you know, think about if you have a positive self-esteem, then this is going to be easy for you. But if you don't, guess what? Don't give up. Don't spend, you know, sleepless nights. Just make a list. You know? Few things impact a person's self-esteem more than the way they talk to themselves on a day-to-day basis. So if you want to feel valuable, just add value to others. Think about how many times every day and every week do you spend focusing on other people and adding value to them. Are you serving? Maybe you could start serving in your local church, maybe a school, nursing home. There are many ways to add value to people. Maybe mentor. Maybe offer free coaching. Whatever it is that you do can add value to people. You know, you don't have to be paid all the time. Just helping people. Help people to do things. John Maxwell wrote a great book called Intentional Living. Just living intentionally. Do something, anything that utilizes your strength. Oh, my goodness, we have so much power. In my book called Lead, live, energize, activate, and discover the power within. I talk so much about the secrets to living your life and being energetic and having the right attitude. And just with doing so, you discover so much about you. Discover your strength and look at how you can benefit other people. And it's going to make you feel good about yourself, but most importantly, you're helping someone else. And start small. If you're not doing it now or not in the position to do it, do the little things. It's the small things that matter. Maya Angelou says that people don't care what you do for them, but know that you care for them. You know, and just keep serving people. Maya Angelou also added that, you know, like service is the rent that we pay on earth. It's the rent that we pay on earth. When we get up every day, we are a servant because we've been blessed with so much. You think about what you have and where you are and where you were. Sometimes you could just sit back and say, my gosh. And some people have not experienced that yet. But because you have, you can give back and add value to others. When I think about my life of where I was and where I am today, I'm not going to say, when I think about the goodness of Jesus, all he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah, thank God for saving grace. So today I've discussed with you four steps to build your self-image. Guard your self-talk, stop comparing yourself to others, move beyond your limiting beliefs, and add value to others. Welcome again. You've just heard the voice of Dr. Sharon Johnson and the ComfortVote Show. It's your moment to discover yourself, to step into your greatness, to start building your self-image, and most importantly, put that hand out and change your life. Now, you have an opportunity to share something by pressing 1. And so I would give you that chance. Now I'll open the line for anyone who wants to just share. Maybe you have gone through one of these steps or have some steps that's working for you. So would you like to share at this time? Just press 1. Just press 1, and I'll see who wants to be first. Don't be scared. I'd love to hear your voice. I don't want to call you out, but I'd love to hear what you're doing in your life that's sharing. And if you don't want to speak, be free to write me an email to drj@comtivate.com. I would love to share more of this with you. Guard your self-talk. Stop comparing yourself to others. Move beyond your limiting beliefs and add value to others. So thank you again for joining me on the Cultivate Show. It is always my pleasure to serve you and to bring you these moments of how to really build your self-image. Thank you again. Stay beautiful, stay fabulous, and don't forget to visit me at www.comtivate.com. Again, it's www.comtivate.com. It's Dr. J.